Morning, Zavi. You are a Roa Menonira. Okay. Let's begin. So today's topic is how long is a meal? And how many meals there are between Alosa Shachar and Nates, between Nates and Shkia, and between Shkia and Seis. All these are important questions to discuss. Let us review the Gemara from the very beginning. We have some new Tamidim. You have to review from the beginning. It may be a little hard for you to catch up in 2 seconds, but we're going to start from the very beginning today. All over again, start from the very, very beginning. And the schus of the new Tamidim, so the old Tamidim, and then everyone's schus. Kadosh Baruch Hu's schus, the Klai's schus, Torah's schus. This is Corona, we have to remember the schus. Okay? Let's begin from the very beginning. On my Ulul, it's Adi Gimel Nubez after the Mishnah. And I'm a dearly Rishalayim Chamisha'os a million. It's 15 million. He holds that to whom? Like Rabbi Baba Chana, or Rabbi Yochanan. What happened? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kama malach odam biyom asara parsos. What is asara parsos? Asara parsos is 10 parsos. Each parsos is 4 mil. That's 40 mil. Yalos ha-shacha v'nei zacham v'chameshes mil. Mishkiya zacham v'tzei zacham v'chameshes mil. Poshul ha-plosim. You have 30 left. Chamesa misafel and palga liyoma. 15 in the morning. Chamesa misafel and palga liyoma. And 15 in the evening. Okay. So therefore, the derech hakol is 15 mil. It takes a half a day. Okay, fine. Chamesa is mil in the morning. Posek in parashat vayera. Ukemo ha-shachar ola vayitzu ha-malocha v'gomer. Uksiv. That was the los ha-shachar. Ha-shemesh yotza al-oretz. It's now sunrise. But Lot bought Tzora, and Lot came to Tzora. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Lidi Chazal Yahu Astra, Rabbi Chamisha Milim. Okay. So how many Amarot do we have so far? We have Ula, we have Rabbi Yochanan, and we have Rabbi Chanina. So far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Any questions? All right, it's Pashup Shad Nidimar. Pashup Shad Nidimar. So far, so good. Now we're going to skip a little bit, and we're going to go to the Gemara and have Tzadik Dalet Amar Aleph. Tzadik Dalet Amar Aleph is as follows. Omar Rav, a fourth Amar. You have Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, now we have Rav. Keep in mind, four. The fierce enforcer, Rav said, four Gedolei Amoraim have what to say. What did he say, Rav? Shita Alfi Parzi Yavi Amar. The Sukha the Rikia Alpha Parsi, Chada, Gemara, Machada, Svara, Yolta Grabba, Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, oh, Kama Mahala, Abba, Ben, Yom, Yud Parsos, that's what Yochanan said. Now, this is it. Me'alos ha-shacha, ne'zachama, hey, Milim. Rishkiya, Zachama, ne'zachama, Chamisha, Milim. Nimsa, Ovi, Shavakia, Echad, Ne'shisha, Biyom. And we're going to say that 5 into 30 is 1 into 6. Okay, it seems to be almost a repeating we came before. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yosai, when you say 5 to 30, 1 and 6, that's 1 and 6. It's hard to speak. We call that 1 and 6 milibar. Is that the right word to use? It's 5 on the outside and 30 in the middle. But the 5 is 30, and then the 5 is on the outside. Everyone's following what I'm saying? Keep that 1 and 6 ratio in mind. 6 in the middle and 1 on the outside. You got it? Not 6 in the middle and 1 of the, and 1 of the, is 1 of the 6. Oh no. 6 in the middle, 1 on the outside. With me so far? I think I'm very important as we go. With me so far? Go. Very good. Right. Mason. So if we have 4 Amoraim, Mac has 1 Brisa and seems to knock them all off in one shot. All 4. Because Amora came out with a Tana. Meisvei, I must look inside into the Braisa. All 4. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, of the Shavakia, Echad, Me'asara, Biyom. It's not 1 in 6, it's 1 in 10. Teda, Kamim Mahala, Adam, Beinim, Biyom, Eser, Parsos. Wait, that sounds familiar, isn't it? Not? What did we say before? Eser, Parsos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That also should be arguing. But now what do you say? Now, lo sashacha deis hacham arbaas milim. Mishkiya sacham deis hacham arbaas milim. Nimz avish avakia echad me'asar abiyom. Everyone's knocked off. Chuf to the rabba, chuf to the ula, chuf to... Right? They're knocked off in Gaza. Why? Rabba said 1 in 6, here says 1 in 10. And what did Ula say? Ula said that there are 15 mil, right? And here it says over here, no, doesn't say that. It's only, what did it say over here? Only Ula said there are 5 mil between Nates, Halosa, Nates. Here it says 4 mil. So Rava and Ula have been schlubbed up, if you will, truthed up, from an offer and a price. So far, so good? Now, what about how the other two Amoron fare? They survive this onslaught from the Brisa or not? Okay. Leiman to the truth to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Now, it's important to understand. Ula is the one who said 15 mil. Okay? But then Rabbi Yochanan said that a parsos, alos ha-shach ha-deis ha-chama, is 5. Of course it's shlugged up. It says here 4. How can Rabbi Yochanan survive this one? It says 4, he says 5. He should be the most vulnerable of all. Everyone with you so far? Everyone following? Yes? Got it? He gets out of it. Houdini, get out of it. Amalach anabi imamahu the army. What does that mean? I'm talking about the day. Rabbananu the katol, there was a mistake over here. The kachajim the kandu the chashocha. Period. They made a mistake. We'll come back to the mistake in a second. Now the fourth and final. Leimata the truth to the Rabbi Chanina. He gave a metzias. What's a machlekes to metzias? He was there. He saw a little bit. He saw a little took going from one to the other. Says 5 million. Says 4 million. Lo, vayayitzu shayim. Vayayitzu amalachim. Remember, the stove was burning. They had to get out quick. So they did it in 4 million. With no text to go in 5 million. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. Let's go on back to the kind of the Chashka business. What does that mean? So absorb the Rashi. The last Rashi in the narrow lines. Have a look inside. It's very, very important. Look inside. Ani kilati eshul kol hayom me'alos ha-shach hayom ha-tetzik ha-chavim asar ha-parsos. V'lo pirashti kama kol hayom ha-netzachama v'yachah shliyosah. I never said anything. But the real answer is it's only 4. But Rabbanan, Ula and Rava, Rabbanan is plural, 2 rabbis, Ula and Rava, Shapir Shivadava, Tov! They made a mistake! Bekadna Vachashoba. See, you know the old thing. I'm saving my skin. You know, Rabbi Yochanan, you were Ula, you were Rava, you're out. But I survive! Right? How does he survive? Look carefully. What mistake did they make? Sherob, and the other Mahatun, Savishan, and Kodachan is true. You know why? They get it early. So therefore they said 5, but really it's totally 4. So Rav is wrong and Ula is wrong, but I'm right. Ad kan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanina also survives by Yitzhu Shaka. Rabbi Osai, everyone so far? So if you have to take this Gemara to its logical conclusion, 2 survive and 2 don't survive. So let's review. What do we have? A mil, they're 40 mil in the day, correct? 40 mil in the day. It's 4 before Nates. And it's 4 after Shkia. What does it leave you with? No, what does it leave you with? 40 minus 4 minus 4, what does it leave you with? 32. Yeah, I'm not going to go over the calculator again. DJ's calculator works again. 32, and the time between sunrise and sunset it's 12 hours. That's 12 times 60, 720. Divided by 32 gives you what? 22 and a half. Hence it's 22 and a half mil. 4 mil. 90. 90 is what we call in the Yiddish the Achtel. 90 is 1/8 of 720. The simple reading is Gemara. The Rashi interpreted is that a mil is 22 and a half. There are 4 mil between Alos and Nates and between Shkia and Seis. Hence 90. Again, it very, very, we'll see later, maybe it varies based on the latitude, very, very the season, but the great number in Babylonia, in the Holy Land, which is the same latitude basically, and spring equinox, it seems to be 90. And will it be so far? Got it so far? The Vilna Gaon comments on the Rambam in the very beginning of Pirush Mishnayos. He said it's 72. It's an hour and a quarter and a fifth. What's pshat? It's 4 mil. What's pshat? And the Vilna Gaon a new pshat against Rashi. A new pshat. You thought I meant 40 from the earliest early to the latest late. That's how it was earlier. Right? We had 40 before. It included the 5 before and the 5 after, with 30 in between. No, they made a mistake. I mean 40 in the inner section. 40 in the section between sunrise and sunset. Not between Alos HaShachar and Tzitzit HaKavah. Oh, 40 between sunrise and sunset. What's 720 divided by 40? 18. It's an 18-minute meal. That's the mistake that they had made. A rabbi of Shaul, I read before from the Shnos Aliyah, the very first Mishnah Shas. So if that's the case, it's a different story. A mil is 18, okay? A mil is 18. So what is the number? Not 90, it's 72. Right? That's where the 72 comes from. So Alos HaShachar will be 72 minutes before the sun rises. Not 90, but 72. Okay, it can vary. We'll get to that a little later. But 72? So now we have two different opinions. It all depends what the last line of the Gemara is. You have both sides. According to the long Rashi, the head of the narrow lines, the bill is 22 and a half. According to the bill, the goal is beautiful, loop shot, it's 18. Any questions so far? I think everything is very simple so far. Again, for those who learned the sugya. If you didn't learn the sugya yet, I have to chaz it a few more times to get into it. But once you get into it, I think it's pretty clear what's going on over here. Okay, so we have two possibilities. Is it 70? Is it 80? Depends, you know, what's the 40? Inclusive or exclusive? That's the question, which is the machlok between the Rashi and the Vilna Gaon. Fine. Good. Fine. To the problem of the Rambam. They're both in two places. Both in Pirush Mishnayos. Let's take a look on this Mishnah. Here in the ninth paragraph of Pesachim. Look in Pirush Mishnayos. What other number of Pesachim? Turn to the back. Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam. Always a good place to look. Says the Rambam in the ninth parak, Ezer Derech B'Chalka, Vodim Makam Beinol Ben Yerushalayim, Tes Vav Mil. What? V'mahalach she'ev Odom Alich Beinonis, V'raglo Me'ez Ad Eitzacham Ad Beit Arbayim, etc. 15 mil? I thought we slugged that up. How can the Rambam quote something with and he says the same thing, it was called Pesach. Exactly. How Perakei Halacha Tes. 15 mil. Less than that is not a derech v'chalko. Because you can get there, Yerushalayim. Sheyelech Baragla Benachas. The word Benachas is very important. The Rambam is called Pesach. Here he calls it a Mahalach Benenis. I wonder if Rabbi Kappa has a different text. Mm-hmm. Same text. Benenis? Okay. Because there he calls it Benachas in the Paschal page, which sounds like it's slow. We'll count that a little bit later. If that's the case, right? There's only 15 mil between what? Between sunrise and midday and sunset. So what does that happen? So what's a mil? It has to be 24 minutes. Right? There are only 30 mil and 720. Give a look at the Perish and Mishnayos, what you're up to. In Paragimel, I ask you to see. Paragimel tells you how long it takes for something to become chametz. How long does it take to become chametz? Says the Rambam as follows. The very end of Mishnah Beis. V'shiyura, te'shihalach adam baraglav halich l'beinonis. Again, mil echad v'hu. Shir min hazman shu shnei chum sheishor nishol sashvoy. 2/5 of an hour for an average time, an average hour. What's 2/5 of 60, gentlemen? What is it? 24. Zevi knows. He went from Maryland and said the answer. 24. So you see, nothing changed from New York to Maryland. So something stayed the same. Okay, so it fits in well. The two pirushim mishnayos, right? fits it perfectly. Here he says 24. Here he says 15. It fits it perfectly. It's the only problem is against the Gemara. But at least it's consistency in Pirush Mishnah and Rambam between the third parak and the ninth parak. Okay. So it would appear. Simple level. The 5 mil between Alos HaShach and Eitz HaChama. 120. A zextel. That only a few people in the world keep. But wait a second. We had the kasha, the ulu v'shlava. But there's another kasha. We saw yesterday in the Pirush Mishnayos Perek Aleph in the Masechta Brachos. What did he say? Shah v'chomesh shah. That's 72 minutes. But according to the Rama, should be 120 minutes. It's not only that between 72 and 90, which is bad enough. It's 72 to 120. Rebbeinu Shalom. How do you reconcile these Rambams? How do you reconcile the Rambams? Impossible. As a matter of fact, when the Vilna Gaon says a Shtikl Torah in the Kuvah of the Rambam, Shnosa Liyo. Remember we said a Shtikl Torah with his group shot against Rashi, the last few lines of Rashi's narrow lines? He said the 40 is only the inner end. It's enough for the Rishalmi, he says. Rishalmi says that 1 in 10 is without the outside. It's enough for the Rishalmi. 1 in 6, right, was also without the outside, right? It's 5 and then 30 in between. So now there's 4 and there's 40 in between, right? Not like Rashi said with the inclusive, 40 altogether, 32 in between. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's Rabbi Yochanan answers, I told you before, fine. So now the steering in the Rambam is very short. There are both that we know that from Alos HaShachar to Tezik HaChavim to Netzach Hama, it says 5 mil. It says it in many places. Tosu says in Pesachim 5 mil, Tosu says in Baruch is 5 mil, and the Mordechai and Shabbos says 5 mil, and the Vilna Gaon says in the Shnosah, it's a Tos Sofer, it's only 4. You know, a Tos Sofer can be in one place. At least 3, by 10, 20 places in the Shonim says 5 mil. What's going on over here? So in order to answer all these questions, Rabbi Osai, let me try to attempt an answer. I don't know if I'll be able to finish it today. If not, then we'll finish it tomorrow. There'll be another Maramakomashi coming out, which we'll finish up this morning. But instead of being floating in the air like we're doing now, it's much more practical. When can we start Shabbos? When can we admit it? When can we start Maram? Halacha l'maaseh, that'll be the next sheet. But meanwhile, you're having the full background, okay? It's always important to get to the background before you get to the practice. I have a loop shot. Ula said only one thing. That's limited to what Ula said. Ama Ula, and I'm Udir Ni Yerushalayim Chamesh Yisrael. That's all he said. That's a Metzius. Rabbi Yochanan adds, what? A day is 10 parsecs. If that's the case, you're left with the following. 5, then 30, I'll say 5, 15, 15, 5. Now, Ula never said that. Who never said that? Rav Yochanan said it. Rav Yochanan was shlugged up. But here it's 1 in 6, right? And 1 in 6 is the result of what Rav Yochanan says, right? That's what said the Farish. 1 in 6. Who said 1 in 6? That was said by Rava, following Rav Yochanan. And the Bryce said 1 in 10. 1 in 10. Here's my biggest finish of the whole day. But this whole Gemara, everything to the very last two words, is assuming a single solitary way of counting. One way. What are the last two words? Vayitzu shani. What does Vayitzu shani mean? That when the Malachim are trying to get Lot and his daughters out of town fast, Vayitzu Malachim, get run! Run! So, ran, they walked fast. When you walk fast, you can walk faster than the average person. The average person would take 5 mil, quote unquote. It was 5 mil, that's not it, it was 10,000 amas. But they made it quickly. They made it with time it normally takes to walk 4 mil. Once that is said, more than one pace, the average person will do that in 4 mil. Excuse me. The average person would walk 4 mil in that period of time, called 72 or called 90 or whatever you call it. But if you're in a rush, you can cover 5 mil in that time. So Rabbi Chanina's Metzius is correct. There are 10,000 amas between stone and silver. And if you say that the average person from a lost today's home walks only 4 mil, they made 5 mil, but they were in a rush. Ula's facts are also true. It's 15 mil to Modi and Yerushalayim. The question becomes, if the average person in a half a day walks 16 mil or 20 mil, that depends on Rashi and Vilna Gaon respectively, you have to say, why only? It depends how fast you're walking or how slow you're walking. It all depends how fast or slow you're walking. And I can explain why. The Brisa is talking about a flat land. It's a theoretical Brisa. You're just talking about theoretics. And then the average person can either walk 16 mil, or can walk 20 mil, and the whole day you can walk either 32, according to Rashi, 40, according to the Gong, no problem. On both sides, anyone ever been in Modi'in in this life? Who ever been in Modi'in? Has been in Modi'in. What's Modi'in now? What's a famous town in Modi'in? Kiryat Sefer. Modi'in is also a famous town. It's supposed to be the third biggest town in Israel in the future, right? But to get from Modi'in to Yerushalayim, is it a flat route?
No.
All uphill. It's all uphill. So you go slower. You can only make 15 mil. You can only make 15 mil if you're going uphill. So why did the Gemara get that text? We're so smart, we know where Modi'in is, we know where Yerushalayim is, they knew that too. The answer is, they were working with an assumption, there's only one pace and one pace only. We can't make distinctions uphill, downhill, flat, only one pace. Once Rabbi Chanina said those last two words, V'yitzu shiny, not only can Rabbi Chanina save his own skin, he saved Ula's skin too. He saved Ula's skin too. That depends how fast or slow you're walking, right? The same way he says, you go quickly, you can do it. So you go slowly, it's a different pace. Where did that come from? Where did I get it from? The Ma'asha. I asked you to look at the Ma'asha, open to the Ma'asha, Sadi Gimel on the base. You face Sadi Misham? Look at the Ma'asha, Sadi Gimel on the base. There's the Ma'asha. Yalos HaShachar, let's see. Yalos HaShachar. Maskana come by Yitzu Shaini. Umafurish Pirushalmi. Hamalach Makdir Lifnei Maderech. The Malach knocked all the mountains down. Upirish ayomashvel hem ha'ok of the Mishor. Kemo mekadrin gahor in the Mesechus Erevin. Amazing. V'yesh l'fdaktek in kain l'fi ha'maskonim mignolon t'shir mishiyalav on ha'shachar netzachama dalaminim. V'chein ebedi b'yushalmi. T'yolof le'inami mi'haikro. Anyone that kvitzas ha'malach holach t'shir zeh. To'ahemil in ha'vit. V'yitzhar v'yitzhar shayni. Yishlom and the Vidas and Rishon and the Kavas of Aderach and Shekodah lo Ahor and the Chacham Mishiru Ba'aretz Ahi Shakidu Pochas Chelik Hamishis the Kev and the Rav Chanina Shehei Milen Hilhavya Vakidu Hishvul Dalet Yom Lei Dalet Milen V'lo Tolach Lo Kozem Yerosh HaShav Tehan Nes HaChama Yolof Leshav Ba'ach Lefi HaMaskona. You see from the Marashah I went to the Kotin that there can be flat land where all the mountains just flattened out. Ha'ok of Benisho. It's a pasuk. Who knows what that pasuk is? I'll give it to tomorrow to figure it out. Okay? I believe it could be it's an after all we're going to lay.
What's the
pasuk? Show me later. I don't want to say more, but if it's a pasuk, you'll figure out the pasuk. It's fine. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, once Rabbi Chanina said, there's more than one pace, so the Metzius, the average person goes, more than 15 mil and a half a day, if you're north of Yerushalayim or south of Yerushalayim, where it's flat, it's more or less flat, it's all on a high level, you don't have to go up. What's the Mishnah say? A chiddush nifla. The Mishnah says, Eizi yiderach v'chokam and amodoyah v'lechutz uchemidasa l'chol ruach. What do you mean uchemidasa l'chol ruach? Even though you're to the north or to the south, Right? More than 15 mil is called Derech Rechoka, being Pesach Sheni. Why? Because if you were to the west, in Modi'in, you have to go up a hill, 15 mil is the cutoff point. And they made the halacha the same, no matter where you are. Even though if you were north or south of Yerushalayim, you know, south is the Gush, it's even higher than Yerushalayim, I think, right? And north is, you know, Beit El, all those places which are also high. Okay, so it's also high. So therefore, no, it's 15, no matter what. If that's the case, we make the following suggestion. We're not going to finish everything today, but we'll get finish it tomorrow. The halacha was determined that the man of mil is 24 minutes. Why? That's the shear from Modi'in Yerushalayim. That's the koveil of haruach. That's the shear for not only for Pesach Sheni. Whenever you have in a halachic mil, for example, chometz, the third pair, it says hilach mil, 24 minutes. As Rabbi says in the Pirush of the Shnayis, and when the Rambam says in the book of Pesach, shehalach koragel benachas, he means on a flat land. If you go benachas, if you go very saunter, a very slow pace, it'll take you 15 mil. From Odia to Yerushalayim, it's the same 15 mil on an average pace. Terrific. Adkan, so far. But the Braisa has nothing to do with all this. The Braisa wants to know, can I make explain? The Braisa is an astronomer. He's trying to figure out ratios and times. He's not discussing halacha at all. Remember what the Vilna Gaon said? The Vilna Gaon is criticizing the times, man. 7 to 2 minutes, that's taste called a kochovim. That's halachically irrelevant. We're still talking about astronomy. Well, the Bryce is also talking about astronomy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ovya Shemakia, he's a scientist there. Doctor, Rabbi Dr. Yehuda. Right? Ovya Shemakia, Echem Yassam Yom, Tehda Malachot, he's talking science over here. He's not talking halach at all. Not halach, the Metzias. As the Vilna Gaon said, Esh Metzias, Esh Samach Aleph, I think the Maramach was a little mistake. I think it's a good base, it's supposed to be your Aleph, your base on the two words. It's the long one, right? Which parallels a little bit to the Shneur Saliyah. He's talking about astronomy. Astronomy? Like all astronomers, we follow averages. A person walks on flat land, sea level, that's in fact 40 mil between sunrise and sunset. And therefore the calculation of Alosa Shachat and Ezechama is Shah the Chomish, which is Dal and Mil of 18 Dach, that's the Perish of Mishnayis of 72 minutes. And Ula agrees with the Metzias on flat land. No Machlokas over here. So therefore, everything is B'Shalom. If I'm right, by my side, that La Halacha, there should be no one who waits his expert. Forgive me for being an anti super grist. I'm not against the after. I'm an after fair for those who keep it. I'm an after, but not a zextal fair. Why? Although the Rambam does have this idea of 5 mil, that's only in calculating these cheshbonis, which are halachic cheshbonis with respect to what's a mil, you know, in terms of Pesach Sheni, in terms of chometz. But in reality, la halacha, there are only 4 mil between Alosa Shachar and Nate. Could be a bigger mil. Could be a 22 and a half, but yeah. But and could it be a 24 mil? A Nusmach. This is not a fraction, it's a fraction. We have some of three numbers. 72, 90, 120. Can I throw in a fourth possibility? 96? Four times a 24 minute mil. A little bit more than an after. 6 more minutes. It's another possibility. But my time is up. I like to end our time. We'll stop here. The Ninumar Makomas, which will finish up these Zmanim. It'll take a few days till we finish it all up with the practical stuff. But it's very, very important, especially the practical stuff. So tomorrow we'll finish up the Sugya Pesachim. Please come with the Mar Pesachim. And then tomorrow we'll finish up with the Mishnah Brura, Chelik Aleph, Chelik Beis. We're going to go from flying in the air, you know, with a Rakia, where we've been until now, down to earth. So no one you can down. Okay? That'll be tomorrow, Mr. Shimon. We'll start that.
That's it.
Yes,
that. Wasn't it also, didn't we say that the Rashi Rashi and Shabbat said also 24, but here the Rebbe is saying that the Rashi is saying 22 and a half. So,
Rashi, I don't see Rashi said 24. The Rambam said 24, not Rashi. Rashi is at 22 there.
Okay,
we'll stop here. Well, if you do that shiur, and today's shiur, 6:30, is going to be finishing up the Yiro and Einam. And which way do you face? Do you face Aaron Kodesh? Do you face Mizrah? Oh, it's a whole tour. That'll be tonight.
Shiva University.